From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Afghan officials say a suicide car bomber has struck near Kabul's international airport, killing at least three, wounding more than two dozen others. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for this morning's attack. The bomber detonated his explosives in a car, damaging a foreign vehicle and two civilian cars along with nearby buildings. The Interior Ministry says two female bystanders are among the dead. The European Union police mission confirmed one person inside one of its vehicles was killed and three others wounded. Egypt has hanged six men convicted of killing soldiers in 2014. The men hanged today in a Cairo jail were reportedly members of a Sinai-based group with ties to the Islamic State group. Amnesty International described their trial as grossly unfair. On Saturday, a Cairo court sentenced the former Egyptian president Mohamed Morsi to death. Edward Uranian reports from Cairo.
Cairo's criminal court issued death sentences to ousted Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi and 105 co-defendants Saturday. Mr. Morsi and other prisoners fled the Wadi Natroon prison, allegedly with help from outside groups, during the January 2011 uprising against former President Hosni Mubarak. Mr. Morsi was seen on Qatari-owned Al Jazeera TV speaking on a borrowed satellite phone during the early days of the 2011 uprising, telling the TV service that he had broken out of prison with a number of other defendants. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Car bombings in the Iraqi city of Ramadi today killed 10 soldiers and policemen as Islamic State militants fight to consolidate control in the provincial capital. The blast targeted security forces in two attacks. In neighboring Syria, government troops reportedly pushed IS fighters back from the ancient city of Palmyra after fighting killed dozens and threatened a UNESCO World Heritage Site. This is VOA News. Burundi President Pierre Nkurunziza has made his first public appearance since last week's coup attempt, greeting journalists today at the presidential palace in Bujumbura. In a radio address on Friday, the president thanked his security forces for stopping the coup and warned protesters to stop demonstrating against his decision to seek a third term. Activists, however, are calling for more demonstrations, saying a third term is unconstitutional. The president and his supporters argue a third term is permitted because he was elected first by parliament, not voters, in 2005. And Burundi's constitutional court has agreed. Secretary of State John Kerry is in South Korea discussing a range of global, regional and bilateral issues with President Park Geun-hye and Foreign Minister Yoon Byung-se. On the agenda, North Korea's nuclear program and next month's visit to the U.S. by President Park. Earlier today in Beijing, Chinese President Xi Jinping told Kerry that he looks forward to his upcoming visit to the U.S. in September. On Saturday, China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi warned Beijing remains unshakable in its determination to defend its sovereignty and territorial integrity. Pope Francis met with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas on Saturday, days after the Vatican said it was preparing to sign its first accord with Palestinians in the near future. News of that accord is angering Israel, prompting a statement saying that such a development does not further the peace process and disgraces, or rather distances, Palestinian leadership from returning to direct bilateral relations. President Abbas is in Rome for today's canonization of two 19th-century Palestinian nuns. It's a move seen as a move to bolster the Catholic faith in Muslim territories. Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev has ordered the formation of a special commission to probe the launch that failed yesterday of a Russian rocket carrying a Mexican satellite into space. The probe announcement came just hours after the Proton-M rocket and its payload exploded in the skies over Kazakhstan about 8 minutes into the flight. President Barack Obama used his weekly media address to focus on creating opportunities for all Americans, especially those who feel a sense of unfairness and powerlessness that he says has led to the type of unrest seen recently between police and citizens.
We don't want our country to be one where hard work pays off and responsibility is rewarded. We want a place where you can make it if you try.
The president there speaking about government programs, which he believes are examples of projects that have helped struggling Americans. He traveled to Camden, New Jersey, one of America's poorest cities, but one whose police force is widely viewed as a model for how it interacts safely and effectively with its citizens. I'm Marty Johnson, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.